All right, we're going to continue our dog training tips with Walt Noah, Black Duck Outfitters. Walt, how you doing today?
I'm nice and warm, Adam. I'm down here and still in Florida. I'll be heading back shortly. Wanted to check, see how you're doing with Rhodey.
Yeah, things are going very well. I'm actually very happy with Rhodey. His training is coming along. I do have some questions about some things that we've talked about, though.
Okay.
If you don't mind. Last time we got into a little backing and casting and things like that and explaining what that is and what our ultimate goal is eventually for that. But what I was going to do is get into starting to train him with a whistle. And it's a process where you build upon one command to the next, and it's, you know, a conditioning thing. My question to you is, I have my whistle, and I'm ready to start using it with him, but I'm not sure how to go about. For instance, you said to take the whistle and train him to sit on a single tweet, a quick little burst.
Right.
How do I do that? How do I start that? Do I say,
well,
sit and then blow the whistle, or blow the whistle and then say sit, or?
What you're doing in training and always is you always use the old before the new in training. So you've been using sit. And what I would do is two or three times sit, and he sits, and just a little bit of praise, a little scratching head, good boy. And then sit, blow your whistle. And then he's going to sit because you've given him the sit command. But what I'm trying to do is trying to get him ingrained to that whistle. So I would do that four, five, six times. Sit, blow the whistle. Sit, blow the whistle. And then just blow the whistle. Now, if he sits on that, you're good to go. And again, praise, not a lot of praise, but praise, good job. And remember, everything we do, we start close. So with the sit and the whistle, he shouldn't be more than 3 or 4 feet away from you.
Mm-hmm.
So once you're using strictly the whistle, it's the same process as anything else. It's 3 foot, 6 foot, 9 foot. Because if you blow the whistle at 6 foot and he sits, if he goes out 20 feet and blow the whistle, I can almost guarantee you he's not going to sit. You got to build up to that.
Okay.
So, again, it's always the old before the new in any command we're teaching. We're going from voice command to whistle command. And it's going to be pretty much everything we do, we're going to use the whistle. That's our goal, is not to use voice commands, use strictly whistle.
We're going to continue talking whistle training for puppies with Walt Noah from Black Duck Outfitters. And we'll explain how praise is essential in training, but too much praise can be a bad thing. Stay tuned and hear more later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.